people who recover from coronavirus carry antibodies in their plasma. One of the largest national studies on using that blood product as a treatment is being administered by the Mayo Clinic, with test sites in the Lehigh Valley. Dr. Michael Joyner leads the program.
What we hope to do is to use this product in a variety of patients in the hospital setting, ranging from people that are at risk for developing severe illness to those who are already in the ICU, and then begin to understand how this impacts their outcomes.
Several Lehigh Valley Health Network sites, St. Luke's Warren Campus, and some hospitals in Berks County are participating in the Expanded Access Program. Dr. Kip Kuttner is medical director at Miller Keystone Blood Center in Bethlehem.
It's not approved by the FDA, but it's something that we have in our armamentarium to try. And anecdotally, it seems to work in approximately 30% of cases.
Miller Keystone Blood Center says because of recent donations, their convalescent plasma inventory is stable, but is always in need for traditional blood donations across sites in Bethlehem, Easton, and Allentown. Casey Lopez, WLVR News.